Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer. And we've got a publicationship to talk about.
Oh, do we?
What's a publicationship, Bradley?
It's a relationship for publicity.
And what is a Shamila?
Schlamazel, Haas & Pfeffer Incorporated. It's a Shawn Mendes and a Camila Cabello.
And why, Bradley, is it, this is a quiz, why is it that we are seeing a resurgence of Shamila stories?
Well, Shawn Mendes chiefly has a documentary that's coming out and is doing some music and things, and she's got like this movie career she's trying to make happen, so...
Well, they've reached another level of desperation.
Oh, good.
To try to get attention. The headline today, and it's a big headline, Camila Cabello gets her shortest haircut ever.
Oh, my God.
You guys, she cut her hair, and it's headline news, actually.
Why is that headline news?
Headline news. Well, my first guess is because, oh, my gosh, there's nothing else going on in pop culture and celebrity gossip. But my second guess is because somebody's paying them to write about this because, as you mentioned, Shawn Mendes has this new documentary and all this new music dropping.
So I would just like somebody to do, okay, so kids out there who maybe you've been learning from home lately, you're in college, you're trying to come up with your senior thesis or your PhD or whatever, I need you to do a study on celebrities, tracking celebrities' name mentions in stories and when they have actual projects out, because it is so obvious that they are using their relations. So this is the definition of a publicationship, because people will say to us, they're just two kids in love. Look, I am not dumb. They might be doing it. I don't know. They might actually braid each other's hair at night. That's fine. My point is, our point is here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, publicationship just means they're using their relationship for publicity. And we only talk about these two when they have an actual project in the works or that they're trying to get attention for. It is the fact that they use that relationship. Now, this particular story about her short haircut is not necessarily referencing her relationship.
But it is.
Oh, okay, good. Tell me more.
So it is. So she posted this picture of her new haircut on her Instagram. And she was like, lost my short hair virginity. I've had long hair all my life. It's time to feel the air on these shoulders, baby. This is what she wrote in the caption. Well, what do the celebrities do? What do they love to do?
Lie? I don't know.
They like to hop into the comments then.
Oh,
and the algorithm, because they've got the blue check verified, makes it so that you see them, right? Yep. So now they're going to flirt in the comments.
BB.
He jumped into the comments section, he being Shawn Mendes, and said, photo cred. So she went back and changed her caption to accommodate his request of being credited for being the one who took the picture.
Mm.
Okay. Then a couple minutes later, she shared another picture of her wrapping her legs around Shawn Mendes, and she captioned it. So again, they're using their Instagram to flirt and show that part publicly, right? Because that way you don't have to rely on the paparazzi to catch you on your zombie walks. You just have verbal makeout sessions back and forth on each other's Instagrams. So he did get involved in it. He inserted himself in it so that we would be talking about him and not just her short hair. Can I also take issue with one other thing? Talk about the scene that she's in for this picture. I always have a thing about like the composition of people's pictures. And,
well,
like,
it's an alley. She's
and
in an alley.
A dumpster at the end of that alley. I'm like, could you have?
But this is just real, man. It's just life. Yeah, she's just living in an alley with a dumpster.
There's just a dumpster present. I mean, whatever. That's symbolic of what
I just feel
we
bad
should be
for
doing
the
with all of
sanitation
this.
Workers have to drive all the way down that alley to get the dumpster because it's all the way at the end.
Well, also, do you see? I don't know. Okay, so I thought way too much about. I thought way too much about this alley too, because look at, they've got those beautiful string lights like strung up.
Are
there.
People like sitting in the alley?
Yeah, next to the dumpster.
Maybe because of coroners.
I don't know. Anyway, so that's the phase we're in right now with Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes. She will be using her Instagram to help him promote this project as long as needed.
You just want to remind people that, like, he's a human, and the way you do that is to show him in human relationships. Again, it really doesn't even matter if they're just besties, because I will say they just look like besties, and they've always just looked like friends. So I am not buying the whole romance thing, but, you know, go off. Be you. Kids.
Be you.
Do you.
You know, let's also remind people what happens next week right here on My Talk 107.1. It's Project Down and Dirty
yes!
time, you guys.
Have you got your tickets yet?
Yes. Okay, so we are, those tickets, by the way, all $10, and that is, by the way, a steal. All $10 of your ticket price will go to the charity partners that we have partnered with to help raise money during this year's Project Down and Dirty classic radio drama. And again, that $10 ticket, what you're paying for is the opportunity to watch us do War of the Worlds in a video link that will be given to you on Friday evening, and you can watch it all the way through the weekend as many times as you want, or not at all. We don't care. But we want you to buy tickets. And you can do that just by going to mytalk1071.com and go to the Project Down and Dirty page. It is simple. There will be all kinds of fun ways for you to engage all the way through the week next week.
Yep. It's going to be a lot of fun. Join us.
You will be able to hear the product of our endeavors on My Talk 107.1. Okay. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, which beverage would you give the boot to? Which beverage deserves to be canceled? 651-641-1071. We'll take your calls and chat about that after this on My Talk 107.1.